morning. This is a favorable commutation hearing for Mr. A.J. Rasmussen, ADC number 318399. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present, our Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones, and I will be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Rasmussen is 27 years old, currently serving 4.5-year prison sentence for resisting arrest, a Class 6 felony, and a repetitive offense. He was approximately 24 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty, was sentenced on April 24, 2017. He's asking for a 1.5-year reduction of his prison term. He has a temporary release absolute discharge date of January 13, 2020. Should commutation be granted, his new temporary release absolute discharge would be September 30th, 2018, making his release immediate. Note, he also has an adult probation detainer for his untimely escape in the second degree. Mr. Rasmussen has an extensive criminal history, which includes arrest for burglary, false reporting, obstruction of justice, and shoplifting, as well as prior felony convictions for drug paraphernalia and attempted aggravated assault. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. On May 22, 2016, officers observed a male who was trespassing through an enclosed business alley on a bicycle and observed a large metal pole sticking out of his backpack. The officer continued to follow him as he was riding against traffic and had no rear reflectors on his bicycle. Officers stopped the subject and recognized him as the defendant and remembered his name but could not remember his last name. The defendant initially refused to tell officers his name, but then revealed his last name. Officers did a record check on the defendant who had an outstanding felony warrant. Officers grabbed the defendant's arms, placed the defendant under arrest, and began to violently struggle with the officers. The defendant began to run away from the officers who deployed a taser, but it was unsuccessful. The defendant continued to resist the officers by striking him in the head, etc. The purpose of Mr. Rasmussen's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he pled guilty, believing that he would get a small amount of jail time, which is to say not prison time, but jail time, for what he thought was a misdemeanor. He states that he has experienced much personal growth since his incarceration, that he's been free of infractions, and that he wants to spend time with his aging mother. He's had moderate programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections with no discipline. He has one letter of support in his request for commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Rasmussen's 4.5-year prison term was excessive, he received slightly more than the presumptive with a minimum of 2.25 years and a maximum of 5.75 years. Considering that he had two prior felony convictions, not to mention that he fought police officers and could have been given prison time for escape instead of probation, I do not find his sentence excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. With no further input, I am going to make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. A.J. Rasmussen, ADC number 318399. My motion is not to pass this case to phase two, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright. This will bring my hearing to a close, and I want to thank my fellow board members.